There are many stories about Michael Sullivan. Some say he was a decent man. Some say there was no good in him at all. But I once spent 6 weeks on the road with him in the winter of 1931. This is our story.
Later. Go fetch your father.
Gifts which we are
about to receive through the bounty of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Michael?
Sir?
It's awake, so I don't want to see those dice. No, sir.
Helps preserve the body. So, who's got a hug for a lonely old man? Now then, which is which? Don't help me. Peter and Michael.
No!
Annie, Mike, good to see you. Did you bring the necessary?
Yes.
If you'll excuse me, I have urgent business with these young gentlemen. I know hustlers when I see them.
Oh, hustle, old-timer.
He's a man.
Upstairs. Jacket pocket in my study. Before I change my mind.
Hello.
Hello.
Remind me, which little Sullivan are you?
Michael, sir.
Sir? You have to call me sir, not your pa.
No, Mr. Rooney.
Call me Connor. You know, call me Uncle Connor. What do you want?
Mr. Rooney sent me to get his jacket.
You come back later, huh? I'm busy.
Yes. Sir. My walk will be different. My talk and my name. Nothing
about me is going to be the... Hello! Hello! I want to welcome all of you to my home. It's good to have so many friends in this house again. Since Mary died, it's just been me and my boy rattling around in these rooms. I had this speech prepared, but it would be dishonest of me to say that I knew Danny well. But lose one of us, it hurts us all. I tell you what I do remember, though, and Finn will remember this, too, and that's Danny on the high school football team, a championship game, down 6 points, 10 seconds left to play, 4 yards to go. Danny tackles his own quarterback. Mistakes. You know, we all make them, God knows. Let's drink to Danny's honor. Let's wake him to God and hope that he gets to heaven at least an hour before the devil finds out he's dead.
Amen.
Daddy! Daddy!
And now, I would like to ask a dear and a trusted friend, Finn McGovern, to say a few words. Words that I'll wager got more poetry than mine. Get over here.
Thank you, John. My brother Danny wasn't wise, nor was he gentle. And with a skin full of liquor in him, he was a pain in the ass. But he was loyal and brave. And he never told a lie. He'd have enjoyed this party. Me and the family, we want to say thank you to our generous host. Where would this town be without Mr. John Rooney?
God love you.
Now, I've worked for you for many years now, John. Nearly half my life. And we never had a disagreement. I've come to realize that you rule this town as God rules the earth. You know, you give and you take away.
Lovely.
And my brother, then I'm going to deal with you.
Sure, Finn, sure. Just take care of all of us.
Don't you get a good night's sleep?
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. It's too much to drink. I'll talk to him.
Take Mike with you.
No, Paul, I'm fine.
Take Mike with you. Just talk, nothing more.
My...
Because it's all so fucking hysterical.
Stupid. What's Papa's job? He works for Mr. Rooney.
Why?
Well, Papa didn't have a father, so Mr. Rooney looked after him.
I know that, but what's his job?
He goes on missions for Mr. Rooney. They're very dangerous. That's why he brings his gun. Sometimes, even the president sends him on missions. Because Papa was a war hero and all.
You're just making that up.
I am not.
It's all so fucking hysterical.
Peter, I can't come to your concert tonight. I'm working.
Working at what? Putting food on your plate, young man.
All right, boys, come on, clear the place. You're a good lad.
Now, don't get me wrong, Finn. I feel for you. I do. You can't let a thing like that give you cause to go mouthing off. You and my dad, you go back many years, and he is a just man. So what do you say?
Come on now, Finn. Make this easy.
We can't hear you.
All right.
Good. Thank you. And I am sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for this misunderstanding. And I'm sorry your brother was such a fucking liar.
My brother was not a liar.
Excuse me?
To protect my family and keep my job, I'll stay quiet. But don't think I don't know something's going on. And don't think I won't find out what it is.
Whoa, what is...
Easy. We're just talking. You tell your father my brother never stole from him. I've checked the books. He never sold no booze to no one. Every single barrel's accounted for. Anyway, if he sold it, where's the money?
Fuck should I know? Did you check his mattress?
Or maybe you should check yours.
Well, there is something immoral here. Don't you think so, Mike? My beloved father throws your undeserving little brother the wake of his life, and this is your thank you? What a hideous world this is.
You think you're so smart? You think we don't know? I mean, you've been spending so much time in Chicago.
We're out of here.
Jesus Christ, Connor, what the hell are you thinking?
Jesus. Michael. Are you hurt? You saw everything? Jesus. You are not to speak of this to anyone. You understand? Not to anyone.
Who's this? One of yours?
He must have been hiding in the car.
Well, can he keep a secret?
He's my son.
Well, that's good enough for me. You take him home. Take a walk. Perfect night for a stroll.
Does Mama know?
Your mother knows I love Mr. Rooney. We had nothing. He gave us a home. A life we owe him. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes.
Come on inside.
Thank you.
Clear your place, please. I'll do it later.
It's time for school now.
It's only a plate!
What's he doing here?
Michael was hiding in the car when I went out last night.
Jesus, Mike.
I've spoken to him. It won't happen again.
Just the fella. Our secret, right? I'm talking about the dice. A man of honor always pays his debts and keeps his word.
I'm going to be late for school.
Michael, is he okay?
I've spoken to him. He understands.
That's tough. Seeing that for the first time. Well, you turned out. You can't protect him forever. If it wasn't this, it'd be something else. Natural law. Sons are put on this earth to trouble their fathers.
John has also made it clear that Finn McGovern's operation will be divided up locally among two territories that John will select personally. I'd like to take this moment to thank our friend, Mr. Rance, for interrupting a busy travel schedule to pay us a visit.
Thank you, Jack.
Mr. Rance met with John and me earlier to make another bid for our involvement in the unions.
And I told Mr. Rance what I told him before. What men do after work is what made us rich. No need to screw them at work as well.
Is there any other business?
Yes. Connor, is there something you would like to say about last night?
I'd like to apologize for what happened. Especially to you, Pa. 2 weeks and a month. What can I say?
We lost a good man last night. You think it's funny? Try again.
I'd like to apologize.
You would like to apologize? Try again.
Everyone clear about bit borrowers? There have been far too many debts outstanding.
Mike.
Just give me the names. Tell me who to visit.
Thank you, gentlemen. Come on upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Dad forgot to give you this. It's just a reminder of the Tony Calvino. Flight again.
Are you coming?
No, I'm under house arrest for a while. Look, I'm sorry about last night. Man. That was, Yeah.
All right.
Help you, sir, or just looking?
Here to see Tony Calvino.
Yeah, and who are you?
Mike Sullivan.
Oh, yes, sir.
You gonna frisk me?
Should I?
It's a good idea. That's the only one.
Always money for frills and twists, and never money for food. Sometimes I despair of the species, you know?
Number 12 is the beauty parlor. Who's the lucky face?
I'm not from here originally, but things being what they are, jobs ain't hanging off trees, you know? I'm a boxer by trade. 9 consecutive titles. That's a record in South Orange. I'd make a pretty good bodyguard, I think. What I'm saying is Mr. Rooney looking for anyone, you know, anyone like me, for example? Is there any chance you might ask him?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, Mr. Calvino. Mr. Calvino, Mike Sullivan's here.
Oh, shit.
He wants to see you.
Ah, shit. Is he packing?
Not anymore.
All right. Show me. Hey. You stick around, okay? Hey! How the hell are you? Things good with the old man?
Yeah.
What brings you here? Don't imagine it's the pussy.
I have a letter for you from Mr. Rooney.
Am I behind again? Am I in trouble?
I don't know.
Tomorrow, when they find out we're gone, they're going to come after us. I have to protect you now.
Please, Pa.
All right, here. Take this.
No, take it, Michael. I don't want it. No,
Michael.
I don't want it.
Take it.
I don't want it, Pa.
Boy, take it. You got six shots. If I'm not
back in half an hour. You go see Reverend Lynch at First Methodist and you tell him what's happened. Do not go to Father Calloway.
Business with you, Mike.
Go ahead.
What is that?
$25,000. Mr. Rooney wants to know there's more if you need it. You have friends in Ireland, Mike. Why don't you take Peter and leave?
I can't take Peter. He's dead. So where's Connor?
He's in hiding.
Where?
You know I can't tell you that, Mike. You think sticking a gun to my head is going to make any difference to me? If I tell you, I'm a dead man anyway. We both are. Think, Mike. Don't be stupid. I'm just the messenger.
Give Mr. Rooney a message for me.
What is it?
Things. I've done some work for him. I have to find out where he stands. Try to get some sleep.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, fellas. It's nice to see you. We heard what happened. How you holding up?
I need to talk to Mr. Nitti.
He's awful busy.
I can wait.
Okay. Take command of the top.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, thank you for seeing me, Mr. Nitti.
Come on, sit down. Would you like some coffee or
No.
You sure?
Yes, thank you.
So,
what can I do for you, Mike? I'd like to work for you.
Well, that's very interesting.
And in return, I'd like you to turn a blind eye to what I have to do.
And what is that?
Kill the man who murdered my family.
Is one more body going to make a difference?
This is a good proposal, Mr. Nitti. I will work only for you, and you know I can do a good job.
I respect you, Mike. I do. We would like nothing more than to have you come and work for us. But not like this. What you're asking me is impossible.
Is it?
Let me explain something to you that maybe you haven't realized. All these years, you've been living under the protection of people who care about you. And those same people are protecting you now. Including me. So if you go ahead with this, if you open that door, you're walking through it alone. And all that loyalty and all that trust will no longer exist for you. And Mike, you won't make it. Not on your own. And not with a little boy.
You're protecting him already?
We're protecting our interests, Mike.
I drove all through the night to see you.
I appreciate that. Now I suggest you drive yourself back. Go home, Mike. Go home and bury your wife and child. With our blessing. Be that simple.
Link. You can end this now. You gotta take him now.
Father, get upstairs. God help me. God help me. What do I do?
You think objectively. And you make your choice. What would you do if Sullivan were just some guy?
God help me. Make it quick.
And the kid?
Oh, Christ. No, no.
One day the kid becomes a man. Think he won't remember?
I said not the kid.
All right. I know Haruko. There's a guy who's done some work for us in the past. He's gifted.
Excuse me, ma'am. Press.
Press. He was raping my wife. He fucking raped my wife.
Come on, come on. You're treading on the evidence here.
Minutes.
You got it, Mr. McGuire?
Vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
1600. $1,600 is my rate, Mr. Nitty. And what I make on the photographs is mine. No, never met him. But I know his work. He traveling alone? How old? And what do I do with a kid? Will do. Thank you.
You remember your Aunt Sarah? Your mom's sister. She lives in Perdition. She'll take you in.
Where is it?
Right by the lake. We went there once, all of us. When you were 4, maybe 5. It's beautiful. You remember?
Place with the dog.
Nobody Padre, Fili, and Spiritui Sacro.
Anno Domine, Samalorum Samalram Poetuarum, and et Peter, qui nos precesserunt cum signo fidei, et dormiunt in somno pacis. Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Hello?
Sarah.
Mike. Oh, thank God.
We know we're okay.
Where are you?
We're on our way to your place, if that's all right.
Of course. I'll be back there in 2 days. How's Michael?
He's all right. How was it? We'll see you soon.
Hello, operator.
Yes, sir.
I was just cut off. Could you reconnect me?
For a while, so you should have something to eat.
I'm not hungry. I just want to read.
slow night, huh?
You kidding? This is busy. What can I get you?
You got a special?
Everything's special.
Is that so?
Everything except the food.
Everything except the food? You ought to be on the stage.
Don't I know it?
Give me some of that honey dip fried chicken and a black coffee.
Duck soup?
Don't mind me, sir. It's a free country. Used to be, anyhow. Well, thank you, sir.
Is that your profession or your pleasure?
Both, I guess. To be paid to do what you love. Ain't that the dream?
I guess so.
Yourself?
A salesman. Machine parts.
Machine parts. That's wonderful.
I assure you it is not. So who do you work for?
Can you keep a secret? I'm press.
Which paper?
All over. I'm something of a rarity.
How's that?
I shoot the dead. Dead bodies. That is, I don't kill them.
Huh. I hope not.
Always fascinated me. The look of them. You know? You ever seen one?
Yeah.
Sorry for you. Terrible thing. But it sure makes you feel alive. Don't it?
I'll drink that.
Stuff makes you sweat, huh?
Piss, too. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you help me out here?
Just here.
Hey!
Look out there.
Thanks, Ruby.
Good
night. You have to leave a tip.
Say get down. You get down. You don't ask questions. When I say we're stopping to eat, you stay with me. You listen to me from now on. Or you start taking care of yourself.
I can take care of myself fine. You never wanted me along anyway. You think it's my fault this happened.
Stop it, Michael. It was not your fault. None of this is your fault.
Just take me to Aunt Sarah's.
I can't take you there. Not now.
Why?
He knows that's where we're going.
So what are you going to do?
Something I can't do alone. You have to listen to me now. Okay? Or else both of us are dead. I have to make Capone give up Connor. There's one thing Chicago loves more than anything, and that's their money. And they've got banks all over the state. We're going to have to find it and take it. Are you going to help me?
Yes.
Then I have to teach you something.
Well, you know what the clutch is?
Sure, I know what the clutch is.
What is the clutch?
The clutch, it clutches.
Right, it clutches. Which of those pedals is the clutch? That's the gas. Gas. Show you. There. Right there. See? Here's the clutch, and it does the clutching. Let's go again. Can I make one suggestion?
No. I'm doing this.
Hey, 45 miles an hour. That's a little fast. Look out for the tractor, Mike. Michael, look out for the tractor coming up now. Watch out for the tractor.
Watch out for the tractor. Watch out for the tractor!
We made it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we made it.
No more excuses. I've told you once. Now I'm telling you again.
Excuse me? I'm looking for a Mr. McDougal.
Just one moment. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting another deposit until the end of the month.
Actually, I'm making a withdrawal. I want dirty money only. Everything you're holding for Capone, it's off the books. Open the safe.
You're insane. But you know they'll find out who you are.
Your name's Sullivan. You want me to spell it? Open the box.
They'll kill you. They're animals.
You don't say. Put it in. Yeah. That's for you. Call it a handling charge. Tell Chicago I took it. But if I read about this in the papers, if I read about the savings of some innocent farmers being wiped out by a heartless bank robber, I won't be happy. Good afternoon.
You really trust me not to say anything?
Always trust a bank manager.
There's no rush.
Coffee?
Thank you.
So what brings you guys to the middle of nowhere?
Bank robbers.
We're just passing through.
So when do I get my share of the money?
Well, how much do you want?
$200.
Okay, deal.
Can I have more?
You'll never know.
How much did they take?
How much? Okay, answer me this. What are we paying you for?
Where's my father?
What the fuck is this?
Why is no one talking to me?
Hold on.
I feel like a fucking prisoner.
I told you, you are not a prisoner. You are being protected. This is what your father wants.
I can look after myself.
No, you can't. This is the point. You're a big baby who doesn't know his thumb from his dick.
Fuck you.
Listen, Sonny, the only reason you're still alive is because you're John Rooney's son.
You're being a little short-sighted here, Frank. My father is an old man. I am the future. So don't you ever talk to me that way again.
McGuire, do what you have to. Find them.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sullivan. There is no money. No, no, no. I can get you money. I just... It won't be Chicago's. They took it all out 2 days ago.
Who authorized it?
The accountant.
What's his name?
This is Mr. Rance in the bridal suite, and before you proffer your phony congratulations, there is no Mrs. Rance residing with me, and I'm all the better for it. Now listen carefully, because I am in no mood. I'm going to say this only once. I would like a boiled egg, and I want it runny.
Can you sleep in a motel room tonight instead of the car?
Yeah, that would be nice.
See anything, you hit that horn twice, and you don't get out of the car, no matter what.
Bye.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Runny.
It's open. Top marks for speed, no marks for cookery.
What, may I ask, do you call this?
Put it down. Mr. Sullivan. Mr. Rance. How did you find me? This is the best hotel in the area. And you were so very particular.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Sullivan. May I ask you to lower your weapon? Thank you. And what do you want?
Information.
I can't give you the files.
All right. All right. They're in the next room.
In here.
Bring it in.
I won't be able to see.
What do you think you're going to accomplish by interfering with our business, Mr. Sullivan?
This has nothing to do with your business.
It's all business. That's what you fail to grasp. And in business, you must have something to trade. And you, Mr. Sullivan, have nothing to trade. Especially not for anyone as valuable as Connor Rooney.
I don't understand.
Opening bell on Wall Street.
Come on. Open it.
Which one is it? Start over.
You got one more try.
Oh, there it is.
Okay? Paul! Paul!
you two head now?
No, we've stayed long enough. We don't want to cause you any trouble.
No trouble so far. He's a good worker.
You have any kids?
No. We met too late. He dotes on you. You don't see it.
Dream.
You want to talk about it?
Well, come on in.
Take a seat, if you want.
Math, huh?
Yeah. I always hated it.
Me too.
So what do you like? What subjects do you like? Did you like? In school?
Bible history, maybe?
Why?
I like the stories. Peter was good at math.
Was he?
Did you like Peter more than me?
No. No, Michael. I love you both the same.
But you were... You were different with me.
Was I? Well... Maybe it was because Peter was just such a sweet boy, you know? And you... You were more like me. And I didn't want you to be. I didn't mean to be. Different.
Okay. Good night, Paul.
Good night.
We left you something.
I'd see you again.
Read this. Connor's been stealing from you for years. He's kept accounts open under the names of dead men. Men like the McGoverns. I stood there and helped him kill Finn to line his own pockets. I thought it was working for you. But I wasn't.
You think I'd give up my son?
He was betraying you.
I know. Now listen to me. I tried to avoid more bloodshed. You wouldn't accept that, so I did what was necessary. But I've always loved you like a son, and now I'm telling you, leave before it's too late.
Think. Now they're protecting him now, but when you're gone, they're not going to need him anymore. This ends with Connor dead, no matter what.
That may be. But you are asking me to give you the key to his room so you can walk in, put a gun to his head and pull the trigger, and I can't do that.
He murdered Annie and Peter.
There are only murderers in this room. Michael, open your eyes. This is the life we chose, the life we lead. And there is only one guarantee. None of us will see heaven.
Michael could.
Then do everything that you can to see that that happens. Leave. I'm begging you. It's the only way.
And if I go?
Then I will mourn the son I lost.
What are you going to do?
Just one last thing, and then it's done. Go back to bed, Michael. I'm glad it's you.
Understand. But then Al wants your assurance that after that, it's over. Lexington Hotel, room 1432.
Thank you.
Give me the gun, Michael. Come on. Give me the gun.
I couldn't do it. I saw then that my father's only fear was that his son would follow the same road. And that was the last time I ever held a gun. I grew up on a farm, and I guess, in a way, I did. But I lived a lifetime before that, in those 6 weeks on the road, in the winter of 1931. People ask me if Michael Sullivan was a good man, or if there was just no good in him at all. I always give the same answer. I just tell them, he was my father.